Hey there, this is Mercedes. Here is the next episode of the Mercedes Strip. And today I decided to be more funny and not that serious. Also, sometimes I am funny by being serious. I heard that before, but I'm not gonna be that educational today. Although I do like to teach, and I'm a teacher on the other side, but this is gonna be funny, and hopefully you will laugh. You will see. So I'm just gonna share some funny stripper stories, and the whole idea of this episode today just to build a community here. If you can relate to these stories, that's great. Please leave your comment under my question, because I will leave a question in the description. Not in the description, it's a separate section, but whatever, I will leave a question there, and feel free to comment, or if you could relate to any of these stories, I would love to know that. If you have another story, please let me know about that too. And yeah, so let's dive into the funny stripper stories today. So, as I have mentioned before, I have been an exotic dancer and working at clubs on and off for about almost a decade, and I have been doing parties for almost a year. So definitely my club experience is longer than my party experience, but I did have some funny stories already from the party experience, definitely a ton from the club experience. So let's start with the club, because that has been an ongoing work for a longer time. So it was my first year. Yeah, it was my first year as a stripper. I did start as a dancer in Europe and in Germany specifically. I was dancing in Berlin. That was very much fun, and it was like a big club. And once, while I was dancing on the stage, a customer was sitting close to the stage looking at my dance, and I don't know, I got carried away, and I didn't have like a strong pair of shoes. It was like more like a slipper, like a sexy high heel slipper, and I didn't have any tool to keep that slippers on my feet. So while I was dancing, the shoes, at least one piece of them, ended up on the lap of the customer. Well, what could be a better start for a private dance, right? And we did do a long private dance after that, so it was just one of those funny things. But definitely, I think actually the shoe hit him as well on the lap. So these funny stories are interesting, because this is much more interesting, or much more funnier, to not actually listen to these stories, but to see them and be an audience while it's happening. But it's also, I mean, if you had any similar story, it could be definitely something to relate to. So this was one. And then another one, which happened at the same year. So I guess these funny things just happened to me in my first year or second year, was when I was dancing. It was a full nude club. Yeah, that was a full nude club. This was in London. And while I was dancing, and I think a cameo song, the Word Up, yes, Word Up from Cameo, that song was my part of my set. And I was dancing, and I took off my pants and like threw it away. It actually ended up in the glass of one of the customers, like right in the middle of the glass. I'm not even joking. So probably a basketball, professional NBA basketball player would be jealous of me. But yeah, so this is definitely an interesting thing, and I had the whole audience, and actually this was on my last night at the club. So yes, interesting. The next ones will be more at the party. So this, I don't think it's gonna be any like stripper stories, which was like this funny. I definitely have some exciting or scary ones, but those stories I may save for another episode. But let's talk about the parties, like what happened at the parties. Yes. There was a night when I actually did two parties. There was a guy's night out when they wanted to have an exotic dancer, and after that there was a bachelor show, like a very, very last minute bachelor show. So literally the agent like reached out to me at 1:30 a.m. and then I ended up being there at 2:30 a.m. I think. So it was a very, very last minute thing. And usually when I do a party, I always ask for a separate room or a space where I could just get myself ready, adjust my makeup, change when I got the dollars, being able to count them. So it's just good to have a space. Well, I didn't really end up having a space, or at least like it wasn't my space only, what I realized when I came back from the show. Because one guy who had no idea where he is, probably where he was like running around totally naked, was ready to have sex with a girl in the room. And I was just walking in and, sorry, hey, I have my stuff here. And then he said, do you want me to give your stuff? And I said, no, I'm going to take my stuff after I change dress, because I'm not gonna change dress in a hallway, right? So I just stayed there for a few more minutes, and actually the girl may have changed her mind about having sex by me being there and a little bit talking to them. It was funny. She, like, they were both naked, ready to have sex on the bed, and then the girl started to like chat with me that, hey, where are you come from? And do you know you are the best thing tonight out of everything? I was thinking, what that guy may be thinking right now. And then I remember, because I was a little bit pissed off the guy that he just wanted to throw my stuff at me, not letting me change. I was just telling them, maybe by talking to me or like spending these extra minutes talking to me may have changed your mind whether you really want to have sex. And then I just left, and then they were looking at me, whatever. But yeah, it's interesting. And yeah, so what was the next one? Yes, my second party. The first one was horrible. I remember when I did the first party by myself, I mean, I did make an okay money within less than an hour. It was a birthday party, that it was a mixed crowd from all genders. There were people there, and it wasn't very good, that party. But the second one was a bachelor show, which I worked together on with a very experienced dancer. And basically I was standing there, like not doing anything. I was standing, shut up, not saying anything, just standing. I let the girl take the lead because she obviously knew what she was doing. And I made like a very good money over that, I would say 2 hours, by not saying a single word. And those are the moments when I'm thinking, what a great job is this. This moment doesn't happen a lot of times, let me tell you, but this is interesting to say at least, like while simply standing and like assisting basically someone at the work making almost the best money ever. Next one. This is a very basic one, or a very, very usual one when I do Bachelor show. And I'm interested if, like, one of you does that show and did experience this. But actually, a lot of the times, the space what I get, either have a bathroom, because here in the US, it's like very common thing, and it's more common thing, I would say, than in Europe, that the bathroom actually opens up from the bedroom. And even if I get a bedroom and not a bathroom, the same thing happens, is like somebody either have to do number one or number two during the time while I'm there. Ideally, it's just a number one. Not ideally, not always. So this is like very, very typical thing, but just tend to happen because there is either a bathroom that opens up from the bedroom, and usually I get a bedroom to change. That's the better situation. Worse situation, I get a bathroom and somebody happened to use that. So these are the, I would say, funny stories. I definitely have some exciting ones, have some scary ones, but I'm gonna save those for a different episode. Please let me know about your funny stories. I will leave a question under this episode, and don't hesitate to share those with me. And also, if you can relate to any of these stories, or if you experience this, I would love to know that. And you will hear about me soon. Have nice days.